Each week in our continuing series we call The JX Meets Local Leaders, we look to learn more about the cities and towns within our listening region of Southern Oregon and Northern California. And if you're a leader of a city or town located within the JPR listening area and you'd like to be featured on The Exchange, send us an email at jx@jeffnet.org. Today we're talking with the mayor of Mount Shasta, California, John Redmond. Welcome to The Exchange, Mayor Redmond.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's start with the basics. Where is the city of Mount Shasta?
We are at the base of the beautiful mountain of Mount Shasta on I-5, about an hour from the border.
Okay, and how big is that mountain?
Nearly 14,000 feet.
So tell me about your city. What's the size, square miles, population, demographics?
We're basically just over 3,000 people at 3,000 feet. And right now we, just facing some of those problems of a little bit of a budget problem. And then on top of that, just some shrinking family numbers that way.
How would you describe your city to someone who's never been there?
Paradise. Absolute paradise, best water in the world. And if you are definitely into crystals, it is the crystal center of the world.
The crystal center of the world. We're going to get back to that. When did you move to Mount Shasta?
I moved here back in August of 2002 from the Kalamazoo, Michigan area where I grew up.
Well, tell me about your background.
Catholic school education, standard college dropout, bouncing around with some jobs. Spent a summer of 2001 hitchhiking around the West Coast just to get out of Michigan and see if there what else was out there. Spent the summer. That's how I had never heard of Mount Shasta before. I got a ride to here, not knowing I was going to get dropped off here. And really enjoyed the area. When I did some more hitchhiking when I got back, saved up for a year, moved out here.
So you're telling me you grew up in Kalamazoo and you hitchhiked to Mount Shasta?
Yes, I came out across I-80.
That's amazing. How long ago was that?
This was 2001, when I was stuck in Salt Lake City, which was the worst experience of it, part of my experience, 5 days there. I just had a sign of the Flying J I was at, my backpack and my dog, trying to get out of town on I-84 or I-80, and I ended up getting ride into Penn Valley. And then from there, after a couple weeks of work with that guy, he was heading north with his business and caught a ride, and that's how I discovered Mount Shasta.
That's amazing. In the 21st century, you don't hear too many stories of people hitchhiking.
Yeah, I was just in a place where it's just, screw it, I'm out of here.
So what prompted you to get into politics, local politics?
I've always just watched it that way. My dad was active in politics, more as a lobbyist for the State Podiatric Medical Association he was president of. Where he's having lunches in Washington, D.C., trying to make sure podiatrists are represented in your sort of medical bill that way. And just his activity that way, just never had a problem paying attention to it. But then, when you actually get involved, try and get involved, it's a whole different story,
Yeah.
Especially when you, the first three times you run for city council, you lose. So.
You ran for city council three times?
I did, and then on my fourth try is when I finally won, because I have a business here in Mount Shasta, Handsome John's Speakeasy, a beer and wine pub. And for the first three times I ran, I just had my name, John Redmond. Well, one election, there were three different Johns running out of six of us, and I think some people didn't know who to vote for. So then in 2018, when I actually won on my first term, it's because all my signs said Handsome John Redmond. Now everybody knew who it was, and I finally won.
Okay. That's a good marketing campaign.
Yeah. It only took three losses to figure that one out. They're like, huh, got to do something different. granted, one of those years I ran just more out of spite for having trouble getting my business open, and I was glad I didn't win. It was the same year I actually opened my business in 2014, so I was not ready to do both.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty tough to run a business and run a city. How do you manage that?
Luckily for us, you know, Mayor, the five of us on council rotate every year. We choose amongst ourselves who's going to be the mayor, and because the mayor doesn't even have a desk at City Hall or anything. Everything is taken care of by a city manager that we have hired that does the day-to-day operations. That, because all of us have jobs and work that way, so trying to, you know, be at City Hall isn't the easiest coordination sometimes.
So you're the handsome face.
Just trying to get any of the five of us to come down and be three signatures on checks.
Oh. So rather than run the city, you're just the handsome face of the city.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. We, like I said, we all get a turn that way. So I'm in my second term in my second year of being mayor that way. My first year was 2021.
So why do people come to Mount Shasta?
Heavily tourist industry. That's pretty much everything we have is all based on tourism. And luckily, the last couple of years, we've really had a good new marketing campaign with just high-quality videos going out. And just, you know, viewership is up as far as just everything social media that way. We get an update on that a couple times a year from the guy we have doing that. And then every quarter is a new seasonal video just to promote the area, for whether that's summer or snowmobiling, skiing.
Well, there seems to be a lot of mystery surrounding Mount Shasta, not the city, but the mountain itself. What kinds of stories have you heard?
Oh, many stories that way, through friends and other business owners and tourists saying they saw weird stuff that way, didn't know how to explain it, and the locals filling in that way. And I've heard people talk about how they've given a guy, you know, just somebody hitchhiking up the road trying to get to Bunny Flat, and they take him up there on the mountain, and he's literally just like vaporizing into the snow as he waves goodbye. You know, I've heard these kind of stories. That one I haven't seen myself or anything, but a good friend of mine said that, and I don't doubt the man.
Well, there are a lot of strange occurrences in and around that mountain, and that's been for a very long time. What are some of the other stories that just have stood the test of time?
Good question. Just as far as just the land itself has just been always considered mysterious that way. And I mean, Bigfoot doesn't live too far from here, up the Klamath River, stuff like that. A lot of Bigfoot stuff as well, let alone just, you know, aliens and mountain, you know, living in the mountain, the Lemurians. Just the religion around here based on Lemurians. I think at one time there were 127 registered religions here in Mount Shasta back in the 90s, something like that.
That's a lot of religions. What are Lemurians?
Yeah, it's an interesting race. Sometimes you see people, you know, you definitely know which religion they're part of depending on their headgear or just their clothes. So.
My guest is John Redman, mayor of Mount Shasta, California. When you talk about Lemurians, and I heard you say that, what are you talking about?
Oh, they are the tall, blonde beings that live in the mountain that many people believe came from, what is it, the island of Mu out in the Pacific Ocean that sunk, and then people are, you know, they just have a whole city underneath the mountain. That is the main religion around here for believing in that.
So you're saying the Lemurians, that's a religion?
Well, the belief in them is through just like the Saint Germain religion, I believe, is the main one that worships their existence as far as being instead of Adam and Eve, there was Adama. I am not a member of this religion, so if I'm getting it wrong, I apologize, but just through the years of listening to people, yeah, their religion is based on a tall blonde being named Adama.
That's quite interesting. I never heard that. I know that the natural scenic beauty of your city is quite impressive, though. I've been captivated by it.
Definitely a beautiful
many
alpine community. And then just even the colors in the fall are actually pretty impressive amongst the alpine, just the deciduous trees.
Yeah, it's hard to miss when you're driving up and down I-5. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure living there has its fair share of challenges. What are some of your top priorities?
Like I said earlier, you know, it's paradise, but you almost have to accept poverty to be here. It's very, it's not a rich community that way. You know, it's very hardworking middle class that's still trying to survive. And then on top of it, definitely become a very popular retirement destination. So we've had some housing issues with that, let alone just the other housing issues we are still trying to take care of, is providing more affordable housing and low-income housing, doing what we can with what we got as far as land to use. Just the challenges a lot of other cities in California all face.
Right. Homelessness and housing is a big challenge for every city. How are you handling that?
Well, luckily for us, the homeless population, they'll be migrating back south to Redding here soon for the winter. So won't be as much of that compared to the summer.
So tell me about your schools and family support activities.
The schools, I'm not a father, so I've never really been too active with the schools or really paid attention to some of the problems that way, because as not being a parent, I'm not trying to tell parents how to be parents and how to school kids. So that one I've never really paid attention too much to a lot of the problems that way, because I feel like my voice doesn't need to be heard on that, because as I said, I'm not a parent, so I don't know any of the challenges that way.
Gotcha. But you are a business owner, so let's talk a little
my
bit.
Business is, I'm 21 and up. So again, like I said, it's just what I do get to do is enjoy the teachers, getting to know them outside of school. Yep. That way, because they enjoy coming to my place, because they don't have to worry about their kids seeing them after they've had a beer or two.
Okay. So let's talk about the economics.
And in that case, a lot of times I try to talk about anything but work with them in the same scenario. So.
I gotcha. So how does the city work with small businesses?
Like I said, when I was first trying to get open, I ran for city council out of spite, just because there was a lot of red tape and a lot of unnecessary roadblocks, in my opinion. And luckily, since getting on council, a few of the other counselors and myself, we've cut out some of the red tape, made things, you know, as far as fees and connections and money-wise that way, a little more acceptable for smaller businesses. But it's kind of what we need. This, all we have room for in this town right now is smaller businesses. We are working on some more opportunity, you know, land use, turning it into hopefully going in and being worked on, is, you know, it works around lumber, and then we might even have four hotels coming in, another hotel coming in, possibly just for some jobs that way. But honestly, it's just small business that way, and a lot of the small business storefronts are becoming crystal shops that way, so it's kind of, you know, it's not really a big employer that way.
But tell me more about the crystals. You mentioned that earlier. What's with the crystals? We have about 30 seconds
same
left.
Same thing, just going back to just the belief in Lemurians and the, you know, just all your non-Western medication beliefs, not all your just anti-establishment beliefs, just whatever all the different religious beliefs. People have crystals. You see it all over. You know, you walk by cars, you see different crystals just right up there on their dashboard or hanging from their rearview mirror. Or they're different ones. I had an employee. She had almost like 5 different crystals for every day of the week. That way she heavily believed in the power of crystals.
Well, you have a very interesting town, Mayor Redmond.
It is a wonderful place to be part of. I'm happy as a hitchhiker that I discovered it. Was able to start a business here and then have everybody believe in me enough to help out through city council that way.
Well, we're glad you joined the exchange. Thank you.
Thank you for the invite. Have a good day.